This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, April 7th, 2021. I'm Jack Munson on the Social Geek Radio Network, keeping you informed and updated so you can be ready for your comeback of a lifetime. Chick-fil-A will invest $19 million in restaurant employees' continued education this year, awarding college scholarships to over 7,000 team members, furthering Chick-fil-A's longstanding commitment to education and helping restaurant team members achieve their academic dreams. In addition to celebrate the scholarship recipients, this is interesting, Chick-fil-A invited 12 employees to what they thought was a virtual retreat on March 17th. During the virtual meeting, Chairman and CEO Dan Cathy surprised each of them with an additional $25,000 True Inspiration Scholarship. This year, nearly 400 additional scholarships were funded through the sale of Chick-fil-A bottled sauce at retail stores, with 100% of the Chick-fil-A royalties going toward the Remarkable Futures Scholarships Initiative. Pizza Hut is getting into drive-thrus. The brand is adding the Hut Lane, a digital order window pickup in more than 1,500 locations across the country. Nicholas Burkwyer, Chief Customer and Operations Officer, said, "We are giving our customers a variety of options to optimize their pizza eating experience as we build on our business momentum." Firehouse Subs is hosting its first ever national recruitment event through tomorrow, April 8th. Firehouse Subs local restaurant owners are looking to fill more than 12,000 permanent full-time and part-time positions across more than 1,100 restaurants in the U.S. Interested applicants can visit their local Firehouse Subs restaurant 2 to 5 p.m. local time today and tomorrow to apply for open positions with the potential for immediate hiring. CEO Don Fox said, "Our brand is lucky to be in a position where we can expand our restaurant teams and create opportunities within our local communities during these challenging times." Another great idea coming from a franchisee. Moran Family of Brands officially launched its new TurboTint brand earlier this year and now has reached 11 units. Greg Goodman, a Moran franchisee, created and now operates the first TurboTint store in Oklahoma City. Pete Baldine, president of Moran, said, "It's very exciting to do this with a franchisee that's been in our system for a long time and to have that level of trust and level of cooperation for him to change his plans and say, it makes sense to do it with you guys instead of on my own." Exponential Fitness has acquired boutique boxing concept Rumble to bring its portfolio of fitness brands to 9. The company said that it expects to quickly begin franchising the Rumble concept. Anthony Geisler, CEO of Exponential Fitness, said, "By adding Rumble to the portfolio, we're opening up another core modality for our members to help them reach their health and fitness goals within our family of brands, as well as creating opportunity for entrepreneurs to bring this engaging workout to their market." Jersey Mike's subs and customers across the country rallied to raise $15 million to help more than 200 charities nationwide during the company's 11th annual Month of Giving in March. That's double the amount raised in 2019. Peter Cancrow, Jersey Mike's founder and CEO, said, "We are filled with gratitude and admiration for our customers, franchise owners, and team members who have helped these charities in such a big way now when they need it more than ever." Back in a moment with People News. First, a site I'm recommending that all marketers, especially those working with franchise brands, is oneupweb.com/franchise. Lots of free franchise marketing resources like an SEO audit template, a guide for Google local listings for franchise businesses, and more. My favorite is OneUpWeb's new Franchise Marketing Playbook. It's a guide for franchisors to support their marketing efforts at all levels of a system. It has specific tips for working with franchisees, and it includes post-COVID data and insights. OneUpWeb is an enterprise digital marketing agency and AOR for many great franchises with over 20 years of digital marketing experience. Learn more now at oneupweb.com/franchise. In People News, Pizza Hut announced the promotion of Lynn Broad to CFO. Zaxby's announced Mike Nettles as Interim Chief Digital and Technology Officer. Nettles joins Zaxby's from Papa John's, where he served as Chief Operating and Growth Officer. Potbelly announced the appointment of Scott Swain as the company's Chief People Officer. Floyd's 99 Barbershop announced the appointment of Phil Horvath as president. MRI Network announced the addition of Emily Fair to the position of Vice President of Sales. and the Connect Agency has hired Jason Jacquot to lead its digital practice. And Sport Clips Haircuts announced the addition of Robert Crisanti to its board of directors. Edward Logan, Sport Clips president and CEO, said, "Having Robert on the board strengthens our franchisee relationships and opportunities, as well as the support we provide for more than 18,000 Sport Clips team members." Crisanti was most recently CEO of the International Franchise Association. And speaking of the IFA, the organization announced the addition of 7 new members to its board of directors. The new IFA board members are Wanda Williams, head of global franchising at Yum Brands; Marcus Banks, senior VP at Wyndham Hotels and Resorts; Greg Flynn, CEO of Flynn Holdings; James Holthauser, CEO of Focus Brands; Kenny Thompson, head of external affairs at PepsiCo; Irsa Jackson, member of Clark Hill Strasburger; and Jay Duke, National Managing Partner at BDO. Congratulations and good luck to you all. In events news, the Franchise Show is happening again in person, this time in Seattle, May 1st and 2nd, and Philadelphia, May 15th and 16th. Over the years, over 540,000 business ownership candidates have attended the Franchise Show's events. If you're interested in exhibiting and speaking to these great candidates in person at any of these great events, contact Michael Higham at michael@nationalevent.com about available booth space. For more information, check out franchiseshowinfo.com. And that's the way it is in the franchise community. Thanks for listening to the Social Geek Radio Network.